Greetings, everyone. I would like to start off by saying thank you for allowing us into your lives every week. Welcome to the Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast, your one-stop shop to life, love, and family. Every week, we will touch on real-life topics from a family's perspective, of course. I am a family healing motivational coach, a mother of four, two kings, and two queens. I'm also a sister mom of two kings and a grandmother of three and an auntie of two as well. As you will see, the more time we spend together, we have a unique family dynamic. The topics that we discuss are things that have made impacts on our family. And as we share our experiences, we hope to help other families break cycles as well. Let's get started. Welcome back, family. I'm Tamika. I'm your host. I'm here with my co-hosts, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Welcome back, family. I'm the host, John Rano, but you can call me Nell.
Welcome back, family. I'm the youngest one, Jasmine, but you can call me Jazz.
Family, I want to start off by giving contact information. Our TikTok. Our Instagram is FHBCP underscore. Our email is familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And our Facebook is Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast. And those are just a couple of ways to contact us if you're not on a digital platform that allows you to pick your favorite podcast and leave messages or calls to action and things like that. Those are some easier ways, and everything is just digital now. Everything is just on your phone, so y'all know emailing is not always the fastest, and we're in a culture and a society of fast. So the fastest ways, I guess, would be Instagram and Facebook and the other digital platforms that allow you to contact us. Also, I just wanted to plug in the Journey Journals, which are just an extension of the brand. These are journals of healing and healing and forgiveness and peace and things like that. They're 6-week guided prompted journals that also have room for you to journal every day, for you to reflect. It has affirmations. And there are different things in there. It's more of a beginner's journal because everyone they want to journal, but they feel like journaling is too much of a commitment. So this is like more of a beginner friendly to where it doesn't have to be committed. And you can just write down your thoughts and things like that as you go along. It's not something that is like, okay, once you finish this task, now move on to the next one. But you have this time frame. No, if you journal about something, one of the affirmations or questions today, and then you don't get back to it till next week, that's okay too. And those that you can find on Amazon, My Forgiveness Journal, My Healing Journal, by Tamika Plummer, CLC on Amazon. You type that in, it just pop up. So today's, and that was one of the things too, this is a little bit off topic, but when we were talking about the episode with lesson and the blessings and all that, and I was talking about the different seasons I was in and things that happened in those seasons, whether they were supposed to be this big thing or not. And I couldn't remember the third one. So the third one was the Journey Journals. Came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So I just had to say that out loud.
sometimes I need to say things out loud as a mental note for the room, because it's just that's what I do. So this is just a conversation about wokeness, wokeism, whatever it is that you want to call it. Because I think at this point, because we've been going through a lot of woke about different political topics and things like that in this world. But on the flip side of things, it's just things that I think about just, you know, from a different standpoint. Because first, let's just go through like a meaning. So woke is an adjective that means alert to and concerned about, like social injustice and discrimination. It is often used in contexts that suggest someone's expressed beliefs about such matters and are not backed with genuine concern or action. The term has been used to describe people who are aware of and actively attentive to important social facts and issues, especially issues of racial and social justice, which makes sense, is more simplistic. The term has been used to describe people who are aware of and actively attentive to important social facts and issues, especially issues of racial and social injustice. So basically, you know, like being woke, and I'm not going to say used to be, I'm going to just, you know, have my little spiel about it. So what used to be a social movement that was like, you know, fueled by empathy and compassion to make positive change, to me, in my opinion, and you guys may disagree, it's fine, has turned into like a disguise or a mask of being genuine when it's really not. And the only reason I say that is because when you look at everything, political things, and let's talk, you know, basically a lot of it is about the race. A lot of it is about gender now, the he, him, she, they, not non-binary, all that stuff, racial, different injustices. So when I say that, it's because when you have massive groups, corporations, governments, or and things like that, because you have senators and governors and all that kind of stuff, they have all these different opinions. But if you look at companies and things that change their rules, when it comes to race, when it comes to the gender equality and all that kind of stuff, is it real? Or are they just changing the rules because they don't want to be that company or that group of people that's not on this positive social injustice? And is it fake? Like, you're just doing it for now because you want to disguise us and make us think that you're on the side of these social injustices, when you probably the most racial people, probably the most, you know, hypocritical, you know, homophobic people. So I just, you know, want to discuss it because we've been in some years now where we've been woke. I think since COVID, we've been more woke than at any time. But now that, you know, fast forward, it's been a few years and it's just like, okay. We've had a lot of protests, a lot of people speaking out about racial injustice and, you know, gender equality and stuff like that. But, and which is sad, but you have those people that are using this positive movement for their own gain, and they're not genuine. Is it real, or are we being gaslit to think that it is? Like, you know, gaslighting is like making you think something is what it's really not. Like just coming up with this whole thing to try to make me believe something when I'm looking at it and I know it's not true, but you're so good at manipulating that you make me think that it is. Which is what could be happening. No, look, we're for racial justice. We're for this, we're for that. Look what we did. We gave all non-binary people or whatever the case is. I don't know if I'm saying the right thing or whatever, but I know it was something passed to where they are getting funds to be able to have sex changes and all that kind of stuff. So, ooh, look, we're putting this in our health plan to make it happen. But, I mean, you know. So, I just wanted to have a conversation about how woke are we as a society? Is it about ego? What is it about? Is it about gang being on that bandwagon of something else, as if this should be a bandwagon? This was supposed to be something to, you know, equate everybody. A better world to live in. More sensitive and more empathetic to different topics and people. Have we turned that into a bunch of BS? It's actually a sad topic when you think about it, but I'm curious.
I think it's all of the above, to be honest.
Right.
Especially when you when you got the corporations that became on board, you know, with the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
Them being the biggest community out here that can cancel you in a heartbeat.
For real.
So,
they
if you're not on board, you're going to take this L.
Absolutely.
So I have to be on board. If I really don't care much for it, but looking at it organization wise, we have to.
Right.
We got to show that we're supporting.
Right.
So we won't be the ones that's canceled.
Right. So that cancel culture.
I think that's where a lot of organizations or even maybe like famous people. You got some that might not even try to touch the topic.
Right.
Because people are getting canceled left and right.
Right.
So, you just to save your career, depending on who you are, I'm just going to run with it. So, this don't happen. So, I think a lot of stuff is...
smoke and mirrors.
That's all it is.
Smoke and mirrors. And which is, like I said, is a sad thing because I remember... Like, you know, when the culture first started. And I'm just like, wow. You know, it was such a solidarity moment. It was a good moment. And it was just like, look at the world coming together for whatever the injustice was. You just name. If it was the injustice against the, you know, cops killing black people or just whatever. It's so many things. And I'm just like, look at the world. But then when I see other things fast forward, I'm just like, wait a minute. Like, why would you have done that if it was supposed to be this? And it's just a shame that something that was supposed to be a good thing turned into a situation where people are using it as the latest bandwagon or trend to jump on so they don't become part of the cancel culture. Or the canceled society. And that's the sad thing. Because it makes you feel like, is anything ever genuine? Or is anything ever real? Like whatever the world that we living in. Like are we ever going to get to a point where it's real? Now I know like certain governments and whatever. And things like that. There are people that are going to be like, no, it could never be real. The government's not real. But it's not all about the government all the time. But it's just like. Like, what kind of world are we really, like, living in? Like, I just don't, you know, I don't get it.
It's the world where people try to keep up or people, you know, you got the people that want to, you know, keep up with the Joneses, people that want to be a part of something. So they jump on the bandwagon. Or
right.
Whatever is hot at the moment. So if it's police killing young black men, they're going to jump on opportunity to protest, riot, whatever the case is.
Right,
just because
right,
that's
right.
What's hot.
Right.
Now, but that'll die down later and there's going to be something else that the same people is going to jump on because everybody else is part of it. And, you know, that's my honest opinion.
Yeah, it's turned into a bandwagon and a trend to jump on instead of this movement that was supposed to create change. We have turned that into some type of a political, egotistical platform. How do we do that? How do we get here? That's my whole point. That's what I thought about. Like, how do we get to this point? Like, it's just sad every turn. It's like every time we take a step forward, we have to take 10, we have to take 10 steps back. Because it's just the world that we living in today. Like, it's like people don't have to be woke. They just have to say the right thing and advocate for specific things and demonstrate a sense of solidarity in public against that very thing. So, you know, to certain people, certain groups, in order to be considered part of the movement or part of the group.
Right. And that's why I never involve myself with anything.
Nothing.
Nothing. Not going to happen.
Nothing political, nothing.
Not going to do it. Won't catch
But what you mean by involve yourself?
I don't want to talk about it.
Really?
I don't, you know, we talk about it, you know, whatever we talk about podcast-wise. But outside of that, to be honest, I don't know much about any of that stuff purposely. So I can't have a dialogue with anybody who likes to talk about stuff like that.
Really?
I don't know. I don't watch the news. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't ask me. And, you know, I don't want to be the one that's caught up and saying something wrong.
Right. Not, and then so it turned into a whole thing.
I don't do anything.
Yeah.
It's the same as when you might have the, you know, people that's having sex changes, you know, they're getting younger and younger.
They are.
By the generation.
Right.
And when I have to come across it, I don't want to know. I don't want to ask, are you a he or she? None of that. What's your name? Don't get me mixed up that Rydell done said X, Y, and Z. What's the name? What's your name?
Right.
That's all I want to know. And that's what I'm going to call you by. I don't want to say he or she to get it wrong. They, them. I don't, none of that. What's your name? Easiest way out.
I guess that would be true. Like, what's your name? But I'm not, like, you're right. Like, not that, you know, I won't have conversations about it. Because some things just be interesting to me. And if I come across someone that has more knowledge about it than I do, I probably do want to have a conversation about it. Because back to that, I think that's more complicated than anything. The racial thing is what it is. We know that's what that is. And other things. But I think that gender identification is the most complicated thing, especially to me, because it's like, and it is what it is. You know, like, I see what you're saying about the opinion part, because the opinion I'm about to make, if I made it to a certain group or person, they probably, I don't know, wouldn't like it. But I think people are at a point now where they can accept people's opinions, and I think they respect it more because you want to be educated, as opposed to someone that's just, I'm not going to say making fun of, but someone's just ignorant to whatever they feel passionate about. But if you approach it more like you want to be educated, I think you get like a better response, because I've done it. Because even, like, you know, not that I don't know what gay is or whatever the case is, but certain things I didn't understand. So I had to ask a gay person. And I'm just like, okay. And it was a man, because not so much the women, it's the men. So I'm just like, okay, you're gay. Why can't you just be gay and still be a man? A man's man. Still dress like a man. Still, you know, walk, talk like a man. What would make a person, because they're gay, now turn flamboyant? Now you know, the way you walk, the way you talk is feminine. Why can't you just be gay? Like, I just really didn't understand it. Like, what, I know they call, you know, whatever they call them, flamers, flamboyant or whatever. I just never understood it. And, you know, the person said, well, because this person is, you know, a gay man, but they, you know, dress regular or whatever the case is, and they, you know, they're not flamboyant, they're not, you know, acting in a way that's just a little bit over the top, if I don't, you know any better way to say it. And they were like, those are the people that are really struggling with the identity. Gay, you gay. That is someone that's struggling with the identity of what gay is. And in certain instances, you know, the person educated me on that and said most people that are like that, or even like some people that at some point they need some sort of therapy to help them through certain things, because a lot of it isn't normal. And a lot of it, you know, even though we're in a society now where we're making it a way for everyone to be able to live here and live in their truth and stuff and things like that, it's just a simple fact is some things are just questionable that I just didn't understand. Not the fact that in a malicious way, I just wanted answers. Why can't I have answers to questions that I have? Because if anybody else had a question about heterosexual people or whatever, they're going to ask it. And then when you get into the shim and the non-binary and I'm he, them, they. Seeing as, you know, is at a point where you do have to watch what you say. You can't say certain things, but I would want to be educated. Educate me on why you're not identifying of exactly what you were born as. Where did this flip come? Where did the switch come? Okay, you were born a man, a boy. You were born a boy. Somewhere, for whatever reason, you decided to like the same sex, which caused you to be gay. Where did the shift come when now you're saying, don't identify me as a him? I'm a shim, them, they. I'm not identifiable. What is not identifiable?
Because you are a male.
Because you are a male. I would just want to be educated. Mm-hmm. And it's just little things like that that just make you feel like, okay. It makes you just kind of confused a little bit. And I don't know what other subtle way to say it without being offensive, because I'm not being offensive. I really just want to be educated. And, you know, the reason being, because with the woke culture, I just think this gender identification is the most woke part of the culture. Not taken away from anything else like race or anything like that, because we've been dealing with that for forever. Mm-hmm. Some of this stuff, even though we've been dealing with it forever, is still pretty new. It's still pretty new. I mean, I knew what it was, but when I was watching something and it was some type of political platform, can't remember what it was about, but it was a public platform and you were allowed to come up and speak or whatever the case was. And the first thing he said was, I don't identify as him. I identify as he, him, shim, they. And that's when it hit me. I'm just like, huh? But you're a man standing right there. I just want to be educated on where the shift came. What is that? And why don't you want to be identified as exactly like who you are? Mm-hmm. And I think like with these corporations and these companies, they have to start getting on a bandwagon of how to accommodate, even when it comes, I guess, to restrooms and certain things. But is it real? Are you really empathetic to this movement, or are you just trying to jump on the bandwagon that everybody else is jumping on?
I feel like a lot of them go through things as they were a child. Did I say that right?
A lot of them went through something as a child.
Yeah. Right. It could be that, or it could be jumping on the bandwagon, but how far is that going to take you if you just jumping on the bandwagon just to say that you're gay and want to go by these pronouns?
Like, oh, pronouns. There you really go, pronoun. You? There you go, pronoun.
So it's like, I feel like, I mean, it could be that, but some of it could be, it could stem from your childhood. You know what I'm saying? Anything. It could be like as simple as a guy growing up with all sisters.
Right.
Now he wants to be a girl because he feels like that's all he knows is girls.
Okay, so, you know, I kind of get that. But when you identify as nothing, I identify as everything. I identify as he, she, shim, they. Mm-hmm. You gotta be sensitive about what you say. Yeah. Because it is, but you are a man though. So it's like, I just want to be educated on what is the shift that made you say, I'm all these pronouns. Mm-hmm. Don't put me in a box because I'm not a man. Even though you see that I am. But I want to identify as everything. And it was the first thing that he said. And it just rolled off his tongue. He was like, hello, congressman, whatever the case was. I identify as all these pronouns. And went on with his spiel. And I'm just like. But we have to be sensitive to it. Because even though I'm confused right now, I still got to watch what I say. Just as if it was a white person and it was black people in the room and they was confused about something, they would have to watch what they say.
Because one thing about the LGBT,
like he just said,
LGBT community, they going to jump
right.
on you.
But I just want to be educated. And I'm sure I can look up something. Yeah. I'm sure I can look up something on YouTube or whatever and it's going to explain to me. Mm-hmm. But that, I'm not literally saying I want to be educated. I am, but I'm not. What I'm saying is I know there are places I could go to be educated. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying it in the way that I'm saying it just to say... A lot of people probably just want to be educated and are confused mm-hmm. with what is this about. But some people just don't know how to approach it. And they say the wrong thing. And they say ignorant things. And they do ignorant things. Yeah. And I think this is where, as a society, where we're going wrong with it. That's not what I'm trying to do or where I care to be at. It's just like, okay, I'm human. I'm allowed to be confused. We're not that sensitive of a society where you want to tell me I can't be confused about it. You can't just shove something in my face and say, understand it because we are big in this world and you could be part of cancel culture. No, we're not doing that.
I feel like some of them, they will. I don't know the majority. I'm not even about to go into the numbers.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like you could be educated by one of the... You know,
but I think they just got such a defense mechanism up because they used to certain things.
Yeah, if you approach them the right way and really just ask them a question, I feel like it depends because people probably really come up to them with a face or
because people are scared of the unknown, and people react in negative ways out of fear. So if you're fearing the unknown, it's going to cause you to be defensive and say the wrong things and act the wrong way. It is the fear of the unknown. Like, I don't know it, but I would never be that person. I would rather you educate me before I say something rude or do something rude. Mm-hmm. But the vast majority of, not vast, but a lot of people in the world, most people, a lot of people are scared of the unknown. Most people fear drives them in their life, which shouldn't be because, you know, fear is not something that God instilled in you. But a lot of people run off of fear. And when you run off of fear, it could cause you to stunt your growth, ruin relationships, act out of pocket unaccordingly and all those type of things. So I think people just are scared of the unknown. Certain groups or whatever, and instead of just asking to be educated, they just go off the deep end. And I think a lot of these corporations, and at this point, they have to get on the bandwagon, whether it's fake or not, when they can probably be the most homophobic people, but they have to jump on it because you'll be part of the cancel culture. Mm-hmm. And we'll do an episode on what the cancel culture is. Anybody? Had anything they wanted to add? This was just a thought, so it wasn't anything long or anything that we had to preach about, dive into, be transparent about. But it was a thought, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that thinks it.
No, I'm good.
You got a gym over there? You good, Jazz?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Yeah, sure. Why not? Everything worthwhile has a personal cost.
Okay. I'm not always quick to the draw, so I'm going to leave that one right there. Family, I want to thank you for letting us into your lives. If only for a moment. Album coming soon. As always, talk to you soon. Family Healing Breaking Cycles streams on your favorite app. On Mondays at 12 p.m., just add us to your favorites and you'll get alerts when new episodes stream on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and others. We would also like to thank our sponsors, KKP Vending. If you need a vending machine at your location, you could call them at 267-407-7678, and also Lounge 21 at 1639 South 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA 19145. And you can also follow them on Instagram at Lounge_21. And follow us on Facebook, Family Healing Breaking Cycles, and we would love to hear from you. Or you can also email us at familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And don't forget to leave us a review in your favorite app as well.